Sarah News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. There are unconfirmed reports of casualties from a powerful earthquake on the Pacific island nation of Vanuatu. Here's correspondent Charles De La Desma.
Dan McGarry, who's the Vanuatu Daily Post's media director, tells the Australian network AUBC the quake was one of the most severe to have hit in years.
It's a stronger quake than I've ever experienced in my 21 years living in Vanuatu, and I've seen quite a few and quite a few large ones. My wife said it was the largest one she had seen in her life. She, of course, is born in Vanuatu.
McGarry adds at least one building collapsed in the center of Port Vila.
That is correspondent Charles De La Desma reporting. And a tsunami warning was called off less than 2 hours after the quake. Communications have remained down since the quake took place. Official information remains scarce as a result. The horror of a mass school shooting in the Madison area for the second time in 7 months on Monday when police say a teenager shot 8 people before taking their own life at a private Christian school. After months of deadlock, Israel and Hamas appear to be closer toward a ceasefire to end their 14-month war.
Qatar and Egypt have resumed their mediation efforts in recent weeks and are reporting greater willingness by the warring sides to wrap up a deal. In a key concession, Hamas officials say they're prepared to show more flexibility on the timing of an Israeli troop withdrawal from Gaza. Officials on both sides have cautioned that key details are still to be worked out, but there's a general sense of optimism that's been lacking for months. Hamas appears more isolated after Hezbollah's ceasefire with Israel, and Iran, a key backer of both militant groups, has suffered a number of setbacks. I'm Charles De La Desma.
And this is SRN News. There's a battle over religious freedom in Ohio.
Alliance Defending Freedom is suing Montgomery County over its refusal to allow a Christian ministry access to a public grant program. Grace Haven provides help to victims of sex trafficking, but the county won't release any funding because it is a religious organization and hires only believers. ADF spokesman Jake Reed says, quote, "The government can't deny public benefits to a Christian ministry solely because of its religious character and exercise." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Supreme Court has agreed to take up a new religious freedom case over whether a Catholic charitable organization must pay Wisconsin's employment tax. The justices will review a dividend state Supreme Court ruling, divided, I should say, that refused to grant an exemption to the Catholic Charities Bureau based in Superior, Wisconsin. The state court ruled that the work of Catholic Charities and 4 related organizations is not primarily religious. This is SRN News. Correspondent Julie Walker reports thousands of people in Connecticut are getting their medical debt canceled thanks to an innovative program.
Lieutenant Governor Susan Bisewit says letters arrive by mail.
It is not a scam. It's really good news, and it's an early Christmas or holiday gift to you.
Governor Ned Lamont says medical debt is something people don't necessarily have control over.
All of a sudden, you find out that the anesthesiologist is not in network or a high deductible, and we're doing everything we can to make sure that this is an emergency that you can live through.
Lamont says through a partnership with the nonprofit Undo Medical Debt, the state spent $100,000 in federal funding to cancel $30 million in medical debt by buying it for pennies on the dollar. I'm Julie Walker.
Dow futures are pointing down by 170 points right now. S&P 500 futures are up by about 20 points. This is SRN News.